This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, yeah. Ah, ha, ha. Carton Show. Big Mac. We welcome SNY to the program now as well. How did you feel about becoming a big star in the last 24 hours, Big Mac?
Me?
As I saw, I think wrote an article on Newsday about the first week of the show with glowing reviews.
Yeah.
About your performance.
Well,
yes. Yeah, no.
About us, but yeah.
Glowing reviews.
Glowing reviews.
About how funny you are and how you're a real fan.
Well, they really complimented you on letting me be funny.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's why I think the torch was passed from Neil Best to Anthony Reber was a solid passing of the torch. I've never met this. I never met him. I've never spoken to him. But I appreciate honest, objective reviews of what we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's also right. I
mean, well, yeah.
Brilliant first week.
It was really good.
Like,
it's better than the last time they wrote about the first 3 days, right? A couple years ago when it was.
Yeah, that's a different paper and another douche knuckle. That's out there. We had, Evan and I did three shows, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, they're going to get killed by Michael Kay and those guys. And I was like, dude, we did three shows. Mm-hmm. And November 2nd was our first show. By January 15th, we were number one in the market and never lost another day or week or month or book to those guys. And
you started letting Big Mac talk, and that's what changed.
I think that's what it was.
That's what it
was. Once we opened up your microphone,
there we
everything
go.
Changed for the better. Anyhow, welcome to the current show with Big Mac. Obviously, a huge NFL weekend, and I guess for some people, a very positive weekend for the New York Giants. Because the Packers, while they lost, it seems like they're bringing back Matt LaFleur, so that's one guy, one situation that we could argue is better than the Giants.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about your guy Harbaugh going to. The Buffalo Bills took care of business on the road for the first time since 1992. So Sean McDermott is safe. Mm-hmm. So that's a situation because of Josh Allen that would have frightened you to losing Johnny Harbaugh. The Eagles right now, with an embarrassing loss at home to San Francisco, it appears from the scuttlebutt in Philly that it's just going to be Kevin Petullo that loses his job. Nick Sirianni is safe. I don't buy that until I hear the Eagles say that.
Sure.
I think Nick Sirianni is walking into a room with Jeff Fleury in a similar fashion to Joe Pesci at the end of Goodfellas. I think there's a chance the whack has been ordered. We'll find out either tomorrow or Wednesday.
There's nothing we could do.
Sorry, nothing we could do. So I think that's on the table.
Yeah.
And the other job that you were concerned about was, well, I'm not blocking on it. What was the end of the three teams? No, there's one other team that we thought, boy, this
Miami,
job,
but that's
that
kind of gone.
Done.
It feels that
so
way.
So I guess it was just Philly,
right.
Buffalo,
yeah.
And Green Bay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, but now I'm not going to play this game, Craig. I'm not going to play it. Not necessarily with you. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. Okay, I'm not worried.
You were worried on Friday.
I'm not worried that the Atlanta Falcons were his first interview. As it is out there now, he has completed an interview with the Atlanta Falcons. I am not concerned that that's the first interview.
He has finished the interview with Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He's had extensive phone calls with not just the Giants, the Titans, as you said, because Cam Ward's there, $100 million under the cap, and I guess they like the GM there.
Yes.
The Cleveland Browns. Now, we know the Browns have already set up an interview with Mike McDaniel as well. I don't think there's any shot he goes from Baltimore to Cleveland. That just doesn't make sense to me. And the owners are wacko. The Raiders are interesting only because you get the number one pick, so you get a quarterback. So that's it.
Right.
Interesting.
I don't think so.
And the last team he has had, not a meeting with, but an extensive phone call with, were the Arizona Cardinals. No chance he's going there.
I wouldn't think so. Now,
especially that division being so bad
right
now, too.
And he's limited, and it's been reporting for a while now that he's going to limit his search, and he's going to, like, it's not like he's just going to talk to everybody, and we'll see. And look, I would have liked him to be, now, it's on the books for this week, right, Wednesday and Thursday, but he did interview with Atlanta first.
Yeah.
Right? They like, he likes Cam Ward. I'm not playing this game. I can't do this to myself. I can't get up and down and up and down. The New York Giants, of all the teams you just mentioned, to me, it's not close. The New York Giants are the best job. I think he feels that way.
Okay.
I think everyone feels that way. It's just a matter of
matter
of time.
It's up to the Maurers and Tishes and the extended executive council there to make sure whatever pitch job they have to do, they get it done. And I would warn them. We have some experience with this, although not with a coach, with a player.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks on multiple occasions have tried to woo a guy to pick the Knicks over other suitors. And to be honest, the last one that came out was kind of embarrassing, to be honest. The video that they put together to try to woo, I think it was LeBron, to come here was a little bit embarrassing. Okay,
the Sopranos thing?
They did two different videos.
Okay,
I forget which one. I may be conflating both of them.
Yeah.
But it was kind of embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my only message to the Giants are, don't embarrass yourselves. Don't do that. Make sure when he walks out of that building, even if it's not signed, and I think it needs to be signed so that you don't have to worry about anybody else, make sure it is a first-class presentation. If you got to bring Phil Simms in, do it. If you got to bring Eli in, do it. If you got to fly LT up, do it. If you got to bring, I don't care, any famous Giant, go bring in the body of Frank Gifford, do it.
Yeah.
Whatever you got
to
do.
If you have to dig up Jimmy Hoffa out underneath the end zone,
I would leave Hoffa there.
Okay.
But outside of that, pretty much anybody else.
Okay.
Bring him in. Do what you got to do.
Right.
And that's the way to get him. But I'm glad you feel positive
about
it.
I'm positive.
That makes me happy.
It's the best job. That's how good I feel about Jackson Dart. That's how good I feel about the position they're in. They got a top pick. They got Jackson Dart. They have cap space. It's still, to me, a premier organization, the New York Giants. I think they're the best job.
Did you have any problem with the Tom Brady Pizza Hut commercial that's aired all weekend long?
Other than, does he
not
need...
Not that he's a whore for money.
I'm tired of seeing him. Can we move on from Tom Brady?
That's from... Look, billionaires still try to make money.
I get it.
So I'm over the fact that he's a financial whore.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
Here's the thing I'm not good with.
Okay.
He famously doesn't eat pizza.
That's complete.
Right?
That's a fair point.
Like he's made
he
a
has
point
no
of it.
Interest in actually using
like
the product.
Like a raw diet or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I'd like to see him eat a piece of pizza on pizza.
Yeah.
No?
No, absolutely.
Am I the only guy that feels that way?
On the commercial, he should pull that ridiculous big thing of cheese.
And eat a piece of pizza.
And eat a slice.
Yeah. That would make me believe the commercial more.
Mm-hmm.
And not think of him as just a guy out for a dollar.
So you don't think that you don't think the one thing he misses most about playing football is saying the word hut?
No,
you don't believe that? You think it's a big a big lie?
I think it's a bit of a lie.
Oh, man.
I think it's a bit of a lie.
It's disappointing.
Yeah. I just want to see Tom Brady take a bite. Just one bite.
Right.
You don't have to eat the whole slice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to eat the... he doesn't even have to have the... pepperoni cheese stuffed crust.
Yeah.
Just a normal piece of pizza and a single bite with swallow.
Yeah.
I want full swallow on it. I don't want one of these, take a bite, the director says cut, and he spits it out.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I did that in high school. I'm good. All right? I want Tom Brady live to take a bite of a Pizza Hut pizza and swallow it. And then I'll start buying Pizza Hut.
100% right.
All right?
Should there be, do you think Pizza Hut should come out with like a Tom Brady pizza where it's like some sort of like non-gluten, avocado sauce instead of tomato sauce. Sort of like ridiculous Tom Brady approved pizza.
No, I don't. There's certain things in life you don't F up because three people claim that gluten makes them sick. Sorry. Not sorry.
I know a lot of people who
No, they're lying.
Is that gluten-free? And how
There's
many restaurants?
There's no such thing as a gluten problem in this country. There never was. It's just some new thing that people have to complain about their health. Stop it. Oh, I can't eat spaghetti.
Yeah,
no, you can. Do it.
I used to always have an itchy throat. I stopped gluten.
Oh, stop it.
Suddenly my throat
There's
doesn't
There's no
itch.
Such
you hear
thing
that all
as
the
peanut allergies or gluten allergies.
That's not true.
Yeah. In the 1970s, not a single kid in Roosevelt Elementary had a peanut allergy.
It's a different
and if they
world.
Did, you didn't care.
Now we all introduce our kids to peanut butter in the parking lot of the hospital.
What are we
That's
doing?
What we all do.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yep.
100%. What did you do?
When we had little, when the babies were born, to introduce them to peanut butter and
you
certain
just
things.
Just give them a spoon of peanut butter.
In the parking lot of the hospital in case something goes wrong.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep. That's a thing. That's
it wasn't when I had kids.
Well, it was for the McMonagles.
So wait, you drove to the hospital?
Correct.
With both boys in the back, in car seats.
Each one, yeah.
Oh, you did separate. I get fair enough.
But one was born before the other,
and
so
you're
we
like,
couldn't have
Dante, take this spoon of peanut butter.
Yes.
And then what'd you guys do? You waited?
Correct.
And just looked at him?
Yep.
Like you're at the zoo?
Correct.
Like, I wonder what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Did he break out in hives?
Yep.
Can he swallow?
Uh-huh.
Is he breathing? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's breathing. His eyes are open. He's watching Cards for the ninth time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I never heard of such a thing.
Absolutely. And I don't think it was just I think peanut butter is the big one, but like anything, shellfish, like there are people who do that.
Weird people.
Yeah. What do you want me to tell you?
But
I was in the parking lot of the hospital trying peanut butter out.
That's all due respect.
Rubbing it on the face, giving them a little bit.
That's a wife thing. That ain't a husband thing.
Well, it certainly wasn't my idea.
That's 100%.
But I went along with
it. We all have wife things.
And I am not alone.
That's a wife thing.
I guarantee you I'm not alone.
Well, I'm sure
you're
not.
If we opened up the felons to it, not that you want to.
I don't.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My wife made me go to the hospital parking lot.
Unnamed producer, your kids are a little bit older than Big Mac's. Did you and your wife drive to the hospital and rub peanut butter on your kids' faces to see if they broke out in hives?
No chance. Not even close.
No chance. Oh, please.
No. I'm just asking. He has different. I guess you have different wife problems.
I have a lot of different wife problems.
Like spending $100 on pizza. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That's crazy to me.
Yep, that's what
Here's,
we did.
Here's Dan and Randolph on the fan. Dan, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I appreciate you taking my call. This is actually two topics of food related. One, I think Tom Brady is making an AI version of himself, like a human self, because I don't think he's capable of actually eating pizza, all the work that he's done to his face. And two, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, my brother was in there, and he had a job with the Giants as well. I'm not sure if he was with Big Mac or not, but this was the year that they won the Super Bowl. He used to send me pictures all the time with the media, everything, with the omelet station, all that stuff, all the great food that they had. He couldn't appreciate it because he's a carnivore. He eats dough, sauce, cheese. He doesn't actually enjoy a nice omelet.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that's what.
It's so funny you say that because the reason teams do it is to try to make sure the media, is positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Or objective, at least. That's why they do it there. They're trying to butter you up.
So I think they're just being kind to people who work in the building.
When you have the worst record over the last decade, I mean, you could give the media lobster.
Well, he just said they would do when it was when they were winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, I ran the board. I didn't go to the stadium during that. I was on the board for the 2011 Super Bowl, which was miserable.
The worst experience I ever had as a Giant fan.
Watching it on the TV in there, hearing Bob Papa say it 13 seconds before I watched it on television, it was a nightmare. Not to knock Bob, does a great job, but you listen to the radio call, then you see it on TV. The Super Bowl, as well as the NFC Championship game, that whole run. All those playoff games
so
in there.
You're saying that Bob Papa ruined the Super Bowl for you? Is that what you just said?
No, it's not what I said.
No, it sounded like it.
Well, I mean,
I had to sit here and listen to Bob Papa.
But before I watched it, so I was like listening to the game on radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting the direct feed, and I'm watching the TV, not on direct feed.
But that's a committed guy, which is why you're doing afternoons now.
That's why.
So you led to that. All those sacrifices you made back in the day. You had to sit here and run the board for the Giants.
Yes.
So I can tell you this. When I did radio in Philly, I was on WIP in Philly from 93 to 97. In 90, it's either 5 or 96, they made me and Gary Cobb, former football player, do a show against the Super Bowl from a sports bar that was airing the Super Bowl.
What sports bar wouldn't?
No joke. The dumbest show I ever had to do in 34 years of doing this.
What did you do?
Because they had lost Westwood One, the rights to the Super Bowl for like 1 year. There's like an argument, whatever it was. So they had to air something.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to me, and he called him G. Cobb. Me and G. Cobb went to a place I think called Philly Rock. It was like a sports bar, wings and whatnot. And we did a live radio show against the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's what we had
to do.
That's
impossible.
Yeah, well, it was fun. That was a lot of fun.
What'd you do?
We did the game.
Yeah, right? That's it. What else could you do?
We basically announced the game, which back in the day you weren't allowed to do.
Right.
But obviously we did. Here's Brandon.
Moses.
Yes, exactly. Brandon in Warwick, New Jersey. How are you, Brandon?
Pretty good. And Warwick, New York. But
I was going to say, I don't think there is a war. It's God's country right there, Craig. God's country.
I apologize.
Yeah, Big Mac knows. Sure, well, you guys were saying before, there's never been a quarterback, or there's never been a coach to win in two spots, but Sean Payton won in New Orleans, and he has an opportunity with Denver.
Yeah, but he didn't do it yet.
He hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody in Denver sitting around going, no coach has ever won a Super Bowl in two cities, we're screwed.
Right.
Like, they're pretty pumped up about the job.
Yeah, like, to be fair, Brandon, who must be a lot of fun at parties, to be fair about it, they hired him knowing that no coach had ever done what they're asking him to do.
Correct.
So my gut is they're okay with it.
Yeah.
And they're the number one seed, right? That's not bad.
No,
in
not
year
bad.
Two.
Year two?
Yeah.
Year three, I think.
I got to be honest. I'm not afraid of them. Yeah, I know it's weird. I'm not afraid of the Denver Broncos. And to be fair, I'm not afraid of the Patriots yet either.
Mm-hmm.
I know, great win last night, great defensive performance. I put that game more on the Chargers' inabilities on the offensive line to protect Herbert. And while they deserve to be celebrating and you're two wins away from another Super Bowl and all that jazz, I'm not afraid of the Denver Broncos.
No, I agree with
you. I'm not afraid of the New England Patriots yet. I'm just not. And I can tell you, from my perspective, I guess it'd be possible to have, it'd be a Bronco-Patriot AFC championship game.
Right.
I want no part of that either. I have no interest in that.
No.
That doesn't seem...
I'll be rooting hard for the Bills.
You want the Bills now?
Yeah, over the Broncos.
Well, you hate the Jets. Like, what did we ever do to you?
Why do I hate the Jets?
Because you want the Bills to win.
So what?
Why don't you root for New England while you're at it? Like, well,
I want a Bills New England.
You
AFC
probably do.
Team. Yeah.
Because you're a bad guy.
Of course I do.
You just stick the shit right in
our back. Or you could have Aaron Rodgers in there. Even better.
Can you imagine? Boy, the Jets can't get a break. We don't get a break.
An Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold Super Bowl. I could see it now.
I don't think any of them are good enough to beat the Texans. I think the Houston Texans.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Houston
Texans.
Their defense
is excellent, but.
I think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Are they
going to
score?
Yes.
You're confident that offense can score? I mean, they got some weapons, but they don't run.
I think the Texans win the Super Bowl. How about that? I feel that way.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a Texans-Rams Super Bowl, and I think the Texans win the Super Bowl. I'll just put it out there. My prediction is now public. There you go. Here's Bob in Freehold, New Jersey. Got that one right. Bobby, how are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Great.
I got 2 points. Yeah. One is, with the second pick, if I looked at some names like Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, the highest one drafted was number 10 in the draft. So the number one draft pick doesn't always mean you got the best guy. I would trade that for maybe 2 first rounds and a second and pick offensive linemen and use the second pick for a quarterback.
By the way, I'm down with the first part of your thesis because we've seen it a million times that there are as many great quarterbacks that didn't get picked first overall than did. Probably, obviously more because there's only one guy that gets a crack at that every year. But that doesn't mean you pass on the opportunity to get a guy that if your scouts and your personnel people tell you that guy's can't miss, while you're not always right about it, you don't have the luxury of passing on a guy that winds up becoming a great quarterback. And that's why so many teams are so willing to take a guy first, second, third, fourth, fifth, because if you don't have a quarterback, you need a quarterback. And that's it, period, stop.
Yep.
You cannot win a Super Bowl anymore without having an above average to great quarterback.
Right, I agree with you if it's a can't miss. And the second point is, as far as like the Jets not having an extra point blocked the whole season, the formula's not good because they haven't. If you don't score a touchdown, you can't have an extra point blocked.
Thanks. I'm sure that works well at Comedy Central. But the Jets are the punchline of every joke
out
there.
Even bad ones. That's it. They are the punchline. Yeah. No, they haven't had a field goal block, an extra point block. But it's easy when you don't have an offense. Sure.
I hope the Jets listen to that.
Right.
Because there needs to be a concerted effort just not to be the laughing stock of the league. You don't have to win a Super Bowl next year. They're not going to. Mm-hmm. But if the New York Jets could be 9-8, could they tease us with a wild card opportunity with 2 weeks to go?
Yeah.
And the games mean something after, Labor Day?
Yeah.
Is that possible to play a meaningful game in the month of October?
Yeah.
Can we get that? Because I'm now at a point where I got to break down joy, right? I got to break it down. I got low-hanging fruit. Can you give me a meaningful game after October 1st?
Yeah.
Like, let's not be greedy.
No.
Let's not sign up for it's Super Bowl or bust. It's not.
Yeah.
The Jets are not going to a Super Bowl next year. I'm okay with that. But I need a good month. Yeah. I need, by the way,
more than
when
that.
I say a good month, 2-2.
Yeah.
I need a 500 September.
That'd be nice.
That's all I'm asking
for. That'd be nice.
I'm not greedy. I don't want 4-0. I'm not even asking for 3-1.
Right.
Give me 2-2. I'm okay going into October.
Yeah.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'll take that all day.
No, I'm
500's where it's at.
No, that's what you need.
Let's go mediocrity.
That's it.
That's what I'm looking for.
I'm with you. And can I speak to his idea though for a second there?
Go.
About drafting second. Because here's the point. If you're gonna trade that pick, the only way you trade it is if there is a consensus number two quarterback that someone's gonna come up and take.
That you don't like.
That I don't know how you don't like him. If someone's willing to trade up to number two to take him.
Well, it doesn't mean they're right.
No, I understand that. But, like, if there is that kind of quarterback, like, if Chambliss proves himself to be that with the combine and everything else, like, how do you not take that chance?
I agree.
Like, so it's either you're taking, like, I don't see how you trade that pick. One, you've got 2 first-round picks this round, this year. You have 3 next year, right? Okay. So you have a lot of picks. So you're either going to take the second best overall player in the draft, which will be the best player outside of the quarterback.
Correct.
Right? So you're going to get the best player in the draft.
Right.
I would want to do that as opposed to, the only reason anyone would trade up with you is if there's a quarterback there to take.
I have a play
and if there's a quarterback there to take, you take him.
No.
You take him.
What if, just play this out for a second.
Yeah.
What if that quarterback is Dante Moore? And I just watched Dante Moore look like a guy that can't play NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't want Dante Moore.
Why does someone else? Why would someone else want him?
I don't know. Like, why did someone think Zach Wilson was going to be a great quarterback?
I understand.
Right?
I understand.
Guys, they do make mistakes. The caller's right about that.
Well, of course.
So but my point is,
you also,
if I've got a guy graded low,
right,
and I can tell you after Friday night, I want the New York Jets to stay a city block away from Dante Moore. I know it's not fair to judge a guy off one game. I'm judging a guy off one game. Dante Moore is not going to be a great NFL quarterback based on what he did and didn't do against Indiana.
Yeah.
I can't have it. So if somebody else wants to come up to 2 to get Dante Moore, and I think I have the right to ask the question, if I make the trade, who are you picking?
Right.
If the answer is Dante Moore, let's roll. I'm your Huckleberry. I'll take two first rounds and a third, whatever you need to get to two. I got no problem with that. But I am not taking Dante Moore.
If I would have to really...
Did you watch that game?
I did. And I don't want him.
Did you watch it live?
So why would someone trade
him? Or did you watch it on tape?
No, I watched that one live.
Yeah,
from a bar. Yeah.
Dante... Oh, yeah, you're in the city with your buddies.
I was in the city with my buddies.
Dante Moore is not 6'3", number one. I learned that Friday night.
Yeah.
And number two, that kid ain't ready for the NFL.
If someone's going to give me what it takes to move up to two
then,
and take it...
Then I'll take it.
Then I have to seriously consider why, though. Like, you just said it. Like, why?
No.
You just said he can't be a quarterback.
That's a personality
flaw. What do other organizations see that they think he can be?
I'm not worried about
it. And even so, like, I hear you. If you're 100% sold the kid sucks and someone's willing to give you a trade back, fine. But I'm just saying.
If you made your decision on a talent and you're cocksure that you're right, and I come along whistling Dixie about that's the guy I want.
Right. I just don't think the two go together.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying. But my point to his question: no one's going to offer you the second pick because no one's going to look up the trade to the second pick. There's no quarterback worthy of it.
No quarterback worthy of it. Your premise is if somebody falls in love with Dante Moore, and they want him at number two, that you would then go back to your people and say, "Wait a minute, why is this team so high on a guy that we've graded so low? Are we making a mistake? Should we just draft him?" No. Believe in your convictions.
I guess.
You've got the guy graded low. I've got the guy graded low. I am not drafting Dante Moore. And if some dumbass out there wants to draft a kid that can't play quarterback, you can have him, and I'll take everything you got.
Okay. And if Dante Moore turns out to be a great quarterback
in the
NFL.
I'll have to apologize for my transgressions, and I'll be fired for it.
Yes.
I'm willing to take that risk.
Okay.
I saw that kid play against Indiana. That kid looked every bit like a Jet quarterback, and I don't want him.
Right.
Because he looked like a Jet quarterback.
I understand. But that's what hurts them. I don't think that premise is plausible. I don't think anyone's trading up to take a quarterback. I just don't.
Well, you have to start considering who would. Right. And what do they have to offer you to take that pick? I agree.
Right.
I agree.
But
obviously, there's half a dozen teams that need a quarterback.
And then do what, though? Like, if you don't draft the quarterback, say the perception is that game's an anomaly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Say that's the perception heading up into the draft. Everybody loves the interviews. Everybody loves the pro day. Everybody loves the combine. And suddenly, whether it's him or Chambliss, forget Dante Moore. You're against him. We talked about Chambliss. What do you think of him?
I like Chambliss a lot.
What if
I think his stock has risen off that performance.
What if he suddenly thrusts himself into the conversation where he is the number two pick and you have everyone beating down your door to trade up to number two?
Well, because I feel differently about Chambliss, I might just take him.
I think you have to.
And, you know, related to Chris as a Yankee fan.
I think you have to.
You got to love that.
Yes. Is he related to Chris Chambliss?
Yeah. Got some. Exactly right.
Hey, you hit a walk-off home run in the playoffs for the Yankees?
Yeah,
anyone
you were born,
to,
by the way.
Before I was even born. Happened. But I'm aware of what happened before I'm born,
good.
As well as the long list of quarterbacks who've been unsuccessful with the New York Jets.
Yeah.
I get it. You can't be afraid. Can't be afraid.
If there's
a quarterback that half the league is calling you, you should think to yourself, we need a freaking quarterback. And you know what? Here's the beauty of it.
God.
They have three picks next year. If he sucks, you're back at it again next year. You keep doing it till you get it right.
Just like the Arizona Cardinals. How'd that work out for them? Bills beat the Jaguars by 3. Niners beat the Eagles by 4. Rams took care of business by 3 against the Panthers on Saturday. And, of course, that great 4-point game, Bears over the Packers. If you could get that every week in the playoffs, man, we're sailing right into February. Because that weekend, outside of last night's game, gave us another gift. An absolute gift from the sports gods. And they did the Giants a solid, too. More of your calls coming up on that here on the Carton Show with Big Mac.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Town Fair Tire is Connecticut's largest name brand discount tire dealer. And with Town Fair Tire, you get the guaranteed lowest prices on all name brand tires. And they honor all manufacturers' rebates. They even honor competitors' rebates. That's with more than 120 stores from Connecticut through New England and an inventory of over 600,000 tires. Why go anywhere else? Name brands and discount prices. That's Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Yeah. Interesting how the sports world was so moved and touched by the death of Bob Weir.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary Grateful Dead. Of course, Jerry was the band, but Bob was right there with him. I got to see them at the Sphere in Vegas. Not the Grateful Dead, Dead & Company. Mm-hmm. But I was interested that the sports world seems so moved by it, right?
Yeah.
I know they did the national anthem out in San Francisco a few times, maybe even back in the 70s or 80s for a World Series. They did a national anthem, and he was a diehard Niners fan.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not always that crossover. I know you're a big music guy.
Yeah.
So you must have been upset, sad. The loss of Bob Weir.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really not the biggest Dead guy.
No,
no, not my thing. But
there's only one guy left, right? Phil Lesh died, Jerry died,
mm-hmm.
and Bob Weir died. Can you name the surviving member of the Grateful Dead?
Not a Grateful Dead guy.
Yeah, but still, they're like a Mount Rushmore type band.
Right? I mean, for some people,
it's like that. Yeah, sticking your nose up at the Grateful Dead.
Not sticking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
My nose
seems
up.
Seems like
just,
it.
You know.
Oh, they're not the Beatles.
Well, I mean, yeah. But yeah. No, I don't... They're not the Beatles.
I don't know the
Stones,
guys.
They're not Led Zeppelin. They're not the Who. They're not the Doors. Like, those are the bands I would consider.
I think they're in the same ballpark.
I don't consider
as those.
By the way,
I'm not a Deadhead at all.
Yeah,
I like some of their songs. I've always made the joke because my wife went to like 350 Dead shows in her lifetime.
Wow.
And traveled with the band when she was like 13. Oh yeah, not like with the band officially. You know, with, wherever they were, she would go to.
Wow.
Every song's kind of the same. A little bit.
I mean. And how many, like, I don't want to be a jerk.
Is that not fair to say?
I don't want to be a jerk. How many hits do they really have? Like, be honest, you turn on classic.
How many hits does Fish have?
You turn on classic
None.
Rock. I know they
People
have a
great love them,
cult following,
yeah.
Sure. I'm saying you turn on the radio, you don't, you know.
I would say the Grateful Dead had 5 commercial hits.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right? Sugar Magnolia, Truckin'. I'm probably stumped
Touch
after that.
Touch of Grey is the most popular
Touch
song
of Grey,
I know.
Touch of Grey, 3.
Played, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not about hits, Big Mac.
Okay.
It's not always about being on the radio and having hits.
No.
It is not.
A cult following?
Yeah, if you sell out arenas for 50 years.
Absolutely.
That's pretty good.
Absolutely.
Like, what's the last hit Billy Joel had? Still sells out arenas. Has that hit since 78.
Yeah, but I can, off the top of my head,
name 10 of them.
A million Billy Joel songs.
I know. You're just not a Deadhead.
I mean, yeah, but I would think the average person couldn't name nearly as many Dead songs as you could Billy Joel or... the Rolling Stones or the Beatles or
yes,
you know,
yes,
even the Doors.
That's like saying if I talk about a great Yankee, but he's not DiMaggio. I mean, that's it's
not,
like, come
no,
on.
It's not the same.
You could still be great in your own right.
They are great.
Like, the Grateful Dead were great in their own right. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you got to put him down. The guy just died.
I didn't put him down.
Seems
just
aggressive of you to put a guy down like that.
You were wondering why the sports community has been so effective.
I was wondering.
Yeah, you so
know,
am I.
I know the answer.
Why?
Because he's one of them guys.
One of them guys.
He's one of them guys. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
Original Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
And one of those guys, like the Grateful Dead.
And deservedly so.
The Grateful Dead did something that very few bands have done. The Beatles obviously did it as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Grateful Dead changed culture,
mm-hmm.
which is why Bob Weir, the sports world, which you think has very little connection to Bob Weir, mm-hmm. outside of being a fan of the San Francisco 49ers and them doing the anthem a couple times mm-hmm. at baseball games, they changed American culture.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
The Beatles changed American culture
very
quite famously.
So. Yes.
Like, top of your head, Elvis changed American culture.
Absolutely.
Right? That's three.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a fourth? I would
Michael
say...
Michael Jackson?
Did he change American culture, or was he just the biggest pop star?
Yeah.
They don't always go hand in hand
right.
with that.
I agree with you, yep.
I don't know. I think Michael Jackson changed music.
Yeah.
He changed dance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he changed American culture.
On a lesser scale... Like, Nirvana kind of brought in a new...
Grunge.
Kind of, yeah, kind of brought that grunge thing in there, you know.
Yeah.
Probably
some merit to that.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell.
Yeah, that whole...
You know, part of that whole group.
Yeah, the Pearl Jam.
He was there like Messiah.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Like, he walked on water for those guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't
think
there's
a fourth. Musical acts that really...
Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna kind of culturally.
You think she changed
huge.
American culture?
She changed a lot, I'll tell you that.
Are you
sex
probably,
appeal.
Yeah, she made girls like dress like hoes.
Yeah.
Which is great for all of us.
Great for all of us.
Let's give Madonna.
Golf clap.
Madonna.
Thank you for the hoes, Madonna.
Well played, Madonna. Thank mm-hmm. you for the hoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
True.
I think it warranted more than just a little golf clap you gave it, but it's all good. Now you're talking. That's right. Well, a little aggressive at the end. I made a list for you today. Having sat on my couch the entire weekend with the rain and all.
Please.
I came up with a top five list for you. The top five things from the weekend that I do not care about in sports.
Oh, in sports?
Yeah,
oh.
In sports.
How'd you keep it to just five?
They're all sports related.
Yeah.
All right, these are from the weekend specifically.
Okay.
Five things, just randomly five things that I just do not care about, all right? Number five, I did not care. Oh, thank you for that. Sorry
oh,
about
look
that.
At that. The
good
unnamed.
Job on that. Number five, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest at all in Aaron Andrews' jacket. None whatsoever.
My wife did.
That's the type of jacket you wear when you're desperate for attention.
Mm-hmm.
That was the, please look at me jacket. Please talk to me about my jacket. Ask me where I bought my jacket. Yeah, I don't care about Aaron Andrews' jacket
okay.
at all. Plus, it wasn't that cold in Philadelphia yesterday. All right, that's number five. Nice job, big man. Number four. I am so sick and tired of Kirk Herbstreit's dog. You love your dog. We all love our dogs. We don't force our dogs on our coworkers and people that work for us. Period, stop. Enough of the dog. I'm sick of that damn dog. And by the way, if you loved the last dog, you wouldn't have gotten a new one so fast. Your dog love is fugazi. All right? Number three. All right. I don't care that people that cover sports media in the NFL had a problem with that gal telling Liam Cohen what a great job he did. I don't care. All right. Liam Cohen, if you haven't seen it by now, everybody's got an opinion on it, was asked by a reporter who's been in Jacksonville for like 30 years,
mm-hmm.
writing for a newspaper company down in Jacksonville, like a small minor newspaper company. That he did a great job, should keep his head held high, and should feel good about what he accomplished in his first year in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the established sports media comes out of their little holes saying, that was not right. That wasn't the right place for that. You shouldn't be saying that. Like, we can't endure 30 seconds of niceness anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're so jaded that we're the only people that are allowed to go to press conferences after playoff games and ask questions. And a gal who's obviously from Jacksonville or lives in Jacksonville a long time wanted to tell the coach how much this year meant to the Jacksonville community, which is a real thing. I wanted to pump him up a little bit. And the rest of these animals, these sports jackals, have to put the lady down and suggest that she was out of place. Why? Because she was nice? For 30 seconds, we can't tolerate niceness? Well, that's not a world I want to live in.
Yeah, I agree with you, the jackal part of it. There's no reason to have everybody come down on her like this, but I don't disagree with the idea that that's not the place for that.
Why not?
It just seemed
a little... So you'd rather have another reporter go, how does it feel to lose?
Well,
like, it's a dumbass question.
I get you.
But that you put no thought
in? It was beyond, like, do you think that this season was a success? There's a way to form a question in that instead of just flat out
why not
praise
say,
and kindness. Like,
why not
and
say,
I'm not... I agree with you. The amount of people have come out and just, like, went nuts about
obnoxious.
It. I agree.
Yeah.
But I also kind of agree that it didn't feel out of place.
No.
And I think part of it was that Schefter put out, listen to this great exchange between the coach and the reporter. And it's like, is that really a report? Like, it doesn't feel like
so
an exchange
what?
Between a coach
and a
reporter. By the
way, she didn't extend the press conference some undue amount of time.
No, I agree.
There's no question you didn't get to ask if you had a question to ask.
I agree.
So she interrupted in a manner that most people are not used to, because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a question. It was a pump-me-up type of thing.
It was just flat-out praise.
But are we so jaded that we can't have something a little bit nice? Just a little niceties out there?
We could have
and
more
And that's the problem with you sports jackals in the media. You think you're so good and too good for everybody else. No one else is allowed to ask a question on my beat. I cover the Jets and Giants, or in this case, the Jaguars, year-long. This is the first game she's been to. How dare she say something nice to the coach that just choked a playoff game away? I want to crucify him. I want to bury him. I want to ask him the gotcha question so I can get myself a Twitter following and leave this godforsaken newspaper business. And all the woman said was, great job, coach. Keep your head up. There's more good things coming. And the sports media, like vultures attacking this poor lady. I support her fully. That's number three.
By the way, are you...
I didn't ask what you think. It's not the Carton Show with Big Mac and the unnamed producer. It's just Big Mac. Time for number two.
Number two.
Here's number two for you. People that want to convince me that Justin Herbert's a great quarterback...
Oh.
I'm waiting to see it. Three playoff appearances, 0-3. And I know the offensive line stunk yesterday, but can we stop talking about how Justin Herbert is his generation's Dan Marino,
yeah.
and Justin Herbert is the quarterback with the best shot of pressing Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen? He was terrible yesterday.
No, he was awful.
Yeah.
And now, to be fair, the rest of the team was awful. The offensive line was terrible. I didn't see a wide receiver open. Like, I don't know what the hell that offensive performance was. It was more than just him,
yeah.
but he's had enough now where you start stringing them together. If this was his first, if this was, you know, one of a couple, you could kind of say, look, that entire offense had their head up there, you know what.
Yep.
But it has been every single big game.
And
this dude wins nothing, and he comes up small in every big spot.
And now he's doing it with Harbaugh.
With a great
so,
coach.
No excuses.
Who turned Colin Kaepernick into a Super
That's right.
Bowl quarterback.
Now, he no also doubt, got $250 million.
Yes.
He's being paid... Like he's had, you know, seven playoff wins.
Yeah.
He hasn't.
Hasn't had a
And at some
thing.
Point, I know the offensive line was terrible yesterday.
It was.
So he gets a little bit of a pass, a teeny bit.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, he's got to be the reason why they win a playoff game.
Has to be.
Yeah, and that was
He has
look,
to raise the team. He does not
New
at
England's
all.
Defense was great last night. Their offense wasn't special.
Mm-mm.
They're sitting on 9 points
yeah.
for the better part of 55 minutes of last night's game. That was a winnable game for the Chargers.
Yep.
And I'm sure they feel that way. And that brings us... To number one.
Number one thing you don't care about.
But this one's universal.
Okay.
This one, everybody's going to agree with me, even you, especially you.
Okay.
Everybody listening to me right now are going to agree. If you didn't like number five, you like Aaron Andrews' coat, that's on you. If you like Kirk Herbstreit's dog, that's on you. If you don't mind the other reporters lashing out at a gal just saying something nice, that's on you. If you love Justin Herbert, think he's the second coming, that's on you. But number one... Number one cannot and will not be argued against, I guarantee it. I don't give a rat's ass about Big Dom one bit. I don't care that he caught the ball that went out of bounds. I don't care that he's the guy that brought cheesesteaks to Cam Scataboo in the hospital in Philadelphia. Nice gesture.
Very nice.
I don't give a rat's ass about that. All right. I'm trying to figure out why the security guard for the Philadelphia Eagles and Nick Sirianni specifically is wearing a headset during the game. I'm trying to figure out why, if you look closely enough, he's holding the play calling sheets on the sideline. Is he calling plays next? And while I'm sure in Philly they love him, and he's maybe a South Philly kid, and it's all good, I don't need to hear or see another story about Big Dom again.
I think we all agree with that one.
So I told you.
I'm with you on that one. And listen, I'm very partial.
A win for the kid.
I'm very partial to the big fellas getting some love. And I still have no interest in Big Dom. And what is he doing wearing a headset?
He was.
What exactly
is
he
doing?
Did you see that? Yes.
The dude's got a headset on.
And everybody, every time he's mentioned, it's like with such like, oh, and there's Big Dom.
Like if you want to know why the Eagles lost and why Nick Sirianni's got to go, it's a simple thing. Ask Nick Sirianni why the head of security for them has a headset on during the game. Just ask him. Because it's never happened before.
No.
Oh, but that's Big Dom. Oh, Big Dom. He gave him Big Dom. Oh, that's Big Dom. Oh, Big Dom. I got the Big Dom.
What is he? Like, did he just ask for it and got it? Is it that simple?
I think he's on the coaching staff. I think it's possible.
Well, offensively, they couldn't do worse with Big Dom calling plays.
Agreed. Do I have something to read here or no? Wow. Just the big man's more popular.
Just me.
Nice. It's the Carton
Show. I think right
now
he does not want to bother you.
With Big Mac. Go.
Okay.
You're right.
You want to take it? You good?
All I'm right. happy not reading
okay,
stuff.
Okay, well, that's just the assumption. All right. Operating engineers, Local 8025 are the, 825 are the men and women who make our region move. Whether it's roads, bridges, or our favorite team stadium, they build and maintain the critical transportation, water, and energy infrastructure we rely on. That's why our advocacy organization, ELEC, the Engineer Labor Employer Cooperative, fights for those priorities every single day. That's ELEC, representing the signatory contractors and hardworking men and women who build New York and New Jersey.
Seems like you got a lot more to say, no?
I don't know. Did you give me something else?
It'd appear that way. If not, we can just take a break.
Else.
All good.
Town Fair Tire. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire studios. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.